Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and practice is underway behind us on this Friday morning, getting ready for the Cincinnati Bengals. The biggest news of the day, Matthew Slater returns, but still no signs of Stephen Ridley.
Yep, those are the two guys keeping an eye on. Now, with Slater, it still would be a surprise if he plays on Sunday. A wrist injury, it's only been a couple of weeks, and my thinking is, while he's able to be out here conditioning-wise, he's got his legs moving, and this is just building himself up for the next couple of weeks. I still think it would be a surprise if he plays against the Bengals. As for Ridley, you know, last week, Sebastian Vollmer was the guy who missed Wednesday and Thursday, came back on Friday, and played. Stephen Ridley, now, as of right now, looks like missing Friday. That would really make it tough to see him on Sunday. You got to figure. And, you know, they've really had some success with this sort of three-headed monster at running back. Right. So no definitive word on Ridley, but we aren't seeing him here at this early stage of practice. Not a great sign for his availability.
Right. Well, let's talk about some other transactions that happened on Thursday. The Patriots put Vince Wilfork on IR. That opens up a roster spot. So they bring in veteran wide receiver Austin Collie and then release Zach Sudfeld.
Yep. First, quickly with Sudfeld. You know, he'd had a rocky first quarter of his rookie season. Yeah. My guess would be they'd like to bring him back to the practice squad. They'd probably see enough out of him, but as of right now, not contributing enough to the 53-man roster. Collie's the interesting guy.
Right.
And hopefully we'll get a chance to hear from him in the locker room, but Bill Belichick on Friday before practice saying he's a really smart guy, versatile, has played inside, outside. The big red flag with him is his concussion history. But as of right now, if he's been cleared medically, I do think with four out of their six wide receivers on the injury report right now, there's a bit of a need for those pass catchers. He is a guy, if he's smart, as Belichick said, who could come in, contribute right away, maybe we see him as early as Sunday.
And he is not on the injury report, so maybe we will see a little bit of that.
That's right.
So, well, the Patriots, as I said, are getting ready to face the Bengals this weekend. They will head out on Saturday. That will do it from here from the practice fields, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.